Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, look at this. When is the fast break? Is it
time for the fast break? Yeah, people
when
have been waiting
hours
for this.
When are we going to hear Josh on the fast break? Look at all these texts at the text line.
Yeah. Hold the phone calls.
The fast
hold
break
the calls.
Already.
Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get it. We love fast breaks. We're going to get this one out of the way because Pete just doesn't like football. I mean, basketball.
Wait a minute. What? I love basketball. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Hey, he's within arm's length. That's brave.
You know, Dave, I had season tickets to the Timberwolves year one.
That's
year
great.
One.
I think you should pick Josh up over your head and body slam him.
I didn't know that. I didn't know the Gophers were around in 1920.
Wait a minute. I don't.
You're going to make Pete rip the sleeves off his sweatshirt.
Oh, no, not that.
This is coming. They're coming off.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
The Timberwolves dropped a bad loss to the Pistons in Detroit last night, guys. Meanwhile, Cat is chucking up double and triple doubles, double doubles and triple doubles left and right for the Knicks.
Yep.
Pete, I know we never start with you, so we're going to start with you for this one. Okay. Given the history of Finch and Randall and some financial betterment, do you think trading Cat was still the right move?
I think that they felt it was a move they had to make for the financial reasons because of the contract that he was going to be actually asking for, right? I mean, I think that was the biggest piece of the puzzle, and they've got good players. But I'll tell you what, nobody seems to remember how good this guy really was as a seven-footer who can shoot from the outside and play inside. I think they regret it, Josh, to be honest with you. I don't blame him for regretting it because he's a good player. He's been there. He was a Timberwolf. He probably wanted to stay here the rest of his career, but they felt like they had to do it just from a salary, you know, sort of a perspective, I think, and they just can't afford to have too many players making $100 million a year.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not there yet. I still think that long-term, for viability reasons, that this was a good move. They're in 10th place in the Western Conference. They're 17-17. They're 500, right? I mean, are they going to win the Western Conference? Probably not. But the idea that they weren't going to take a bit of a step back losing Karl-Anthony Towns, of course it was going to happen. I think it's still too early to tell. I'm just not there yet. I know Cats, but you're right, Pete. We all forgot how good Karl-Anthony Towns was.
Yep.
And he was probably – do they regret it? No. Do they probably realize now that he was a bigger piece to this team's success than they had originally thought? Probably.
All right, Dave. Plug your ears for this one. Okay, you ready?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm ready. Well, I can't listen if I plug my ears.
That's true. Maybe you should just not
makes
listen.
It a little tougher.
My guy, Baker Mayfield.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, goodness. Here we go.
4,279 yards. He is third in the NFL with that. Mm-hmm. 39 touchdowns, including three rushing on top of that. He is right atop the top three in that as well. 15 interceptions. We don't have to count that because, let's be honest, there's been a lot of interceptions among the elite quarterbacks. I was just looking at the stat sheet. A lot of them have 11. Sam Darnold has, I think, 13. 71.7 completion percentage, also in the top three in the NFL. I know Patrick Mahomes is kind of the top name being thrown around, Dave, but did they get it right by snubbing my guy Baker Mayfield from the Pro Bowl?
Do you think Baker really cares about being in the Pro Bowl?
No. No, but who does? I don't care. Let's be honest.
Did he get snubbed? I mean, he's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL this year.
Oh, my gosh. I'm saving that clip.
On a team that absolutely needs him.
He's wearing a Baker Mayfield jersey.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Creamsicle jersey right now.
He's got the orange on.
Winning in, baby. Like winning in versus the Saints. Yeah, let's go.
I actually like those. However, they're 9-7.
Yeah.
They're 9-7.
Yeah.
And it's great that he's got, 4,200-plus yards. He's gotten almost 40 touchdowns. He's had a great season. His QBR is still only 61, though.
Wow.
So
I had no idea. I had no idea team records had anything to do with the Pro Bowl player, but here we are.
Well, but it doesn't. But what it does to do with it is, is said player propelling this team? If you took that player away, what would it mean?
Oh.
If you took Patrick Mahomes away from the Chiefs, what would it mean?
I think
Sam Darnold from the Vikings.
I think the Ravens would be just fine without Lamar. He's been pretty
average. Oh, come on.
For his career.
Now that I disagree with, but I will
clip
say
that one. That might be of all your bad takes, the worst one.
That's a terrible take because
there you go. The
Lamar
Ravens would be just fine without Lamar.
You know, Dave, you know how many interceptions Lamar has this year?
Not many.
Guys like Darnold and some of these other guys have thrown more interceptions in a game than Lamar has the entire
year. He doesn't have many,
does
he?
He's got four.
Yeah, I thought it was under five,
and 41 touchdowns. But I'll tell you what, if you took Baker Mayfield right now off the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that is a completely different team. And I think that is something that is – it's a valuable way to kind of look at what they really have. And I think Baker – I know he's got the 15 interceptions. I don't know. That doesn't bother me. It's because he's aggressive and he's got the receivers. He's a gunslinger.
He is – and I don't mean this as an insult. He's very Brett Favre-esque, and I've always thought that about the way he plays.
He is. That's fair.
Also – to the national media, stop making Sam Darnold seem like he's throwing a pick every 5 seconds. I've heard all week this week, Sam Darnold, those interceptions are creeping up. Have you seen the guy play football for 1 second outside of those picks? He's been pretty elite when it comes to quarterbacks this year. So let's not paint
a picture
that wasn't
picks have
painted.
Been, and more than one of those picks were not his fault.
Correct.
I'll say that, too.
Yeah. And you could say that for probably the top three or four guys that are on this list.
He's only thrown 12 interceptions. It's not like he's thrown 20 or something like that either.
Right.
So let's not
And if you look at interceptions and touchdowns, some of the touchdowns he's thrown are dimes. Like they've been really good tosses.
Incredible. Dimes, and clutch touchdowns too.
Well, it might be the end of an era, guys. Tennessee suffered an embarrassing loss last week, and so did Georgia. They laid an egg as well in their respective playoff matchups. And the newly added Texas Longhorns are still holding on to their championship hopes by a thread. We know Ole Miss and Alabama, they've seen better days. Pete, is the era of the SEC dominance over?
Well, I've never really believed in the dominance of the SEC, to be honest with you. And they did.
What?
Well,
that's kind of preposterous.
Hey, well, no. Hold on a second. Now, you can look at the SEC each and every year that we've gone into this whole thing, and you've got Alabama and you've got Georgia. Who else? Right? I mean, after that, who else? Tennessee, they can be good every year, but they always choke a few games off and everything else. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you look at the Big Ten, you've got Ohio State, you've got Penn State, you've got Michigan, you've got, you start going through the list, you're like, well, I don't know why the Big Ten never gets any kind of, props for how difficult they are. And we've gotten even better, obviously, with the Pac-12 teams that we brought on board. So I think the Big Ten is still the elite of them all. And if you think I'm wrong, we've got two that are in the Final Four right now for the college football playoff.
Dave, I think Pete's been laying too much in the Hawaii sun lately.
Everybody loves the
Big
ACC.
Ten doesn't get credit. Okay. I hear all the time about Big Ten football. I'm so sick of it.
When I played for Tampa, we had a coach who came from the SEC, and every player that he drafted came out of the SEC. He just felt like that. Yeah. You know what our record was? 5-11, 5-11, and 5-11. So you've got to have more than just the SEC. You've got to look around. Big Ten is a big-time conference themselves.
I've always thought the Big Ten was better when, when you're looking at linemen or linebackers. But I thought SEC is usually better when you're looking at skill positions like running back, quarterback, wide receiver.
Look at Ohio State, man. And look at the receivers from Ohio State.
Yes, yes. But here's and here's to answer your question, Josh. I do think the era of the dominance is over, and it's because of NIL.
Yeah.
These players, they stay 1 year and then they move on. I was watching. Oh, I forget which game it was, but it was the commentators were saying, "Oh, so and so player was here last year when he was in this game playing for this team." Oh. Yep. I'm like, we're switching on a yearly basis now. That it's silly, and because of that, the upside is that there's parity because any team, you know, if you have enough money, you can get yourself a blue chip, guy from another school. The downside is there aren't going to be dynasties as much anymore because players aren't going to stick around. Especially if they value money and exposure over winning. And I think that because of that, the era of any dominance is over, but certainly the SEC.
All right, one final quick one here. Dave, you and Pete both watched the Duke's Mayo Bowl, correct?
We did.
Beautiful game.
A lot of buzz around our guy Max Brosmer. According to the commentators, he might be the next best thing in the NFL. 7-year run in collegiately, and seems to be the Duke's Mayo Bowl king. He seems to be the talk of the town. Do we see our guy Max Brosmer going to the NFL? I heard he might be even a top three pick based on commentators were saying.
Those guys,
honestly,
they were drinking the Kool-Aid, I think, or the mayo or whatever they were. By the way, Dave, could they have mentioned mayo? Was it every single time they spoke about a play that they brought up?
Are you anti-mayo, Pete? I can tell. But
I became a little anti-mayo. Yeah.
I don't like making fun of commentators. I don't because it's hard to do. So I usually stay away from it. Those guys were atrocious.
Atrocious. Yes.
The idea what I think happened, and correct me if you think I'm wrong. They looked at Max Brosmer's stats, which are pretty impressive for the year that he's had, and they said, "Oh, this guy's going to be great, and he's going to 2,800 yards. He's got 18 touchdowns to 6 interceptions, a good rating. Doesn't get sacked a lot. Okay, yep, that translates. But if you look at him, and he's a good player, and I'm not saying that he's not going to be in the NFL because we've had Matt Collar has talked to some. I think it was Matt Collar, maybe it was Andy Greeter that said that." He's going to be good, but is he going to be like an NFL starter? Probably not.
No.
I texted you and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like this guy's going to be the next Drew Brees. I mean, he's 6'2", 225. But here's what I'll say for Max Brosmer. As the competition got harder, because he went from, goes from high school to college, plays well in his first stint in college, which is, I think, 1AA. Then he comes to major college football. And he plays really well there. So Max Brosmer's trajectory projects that he could look better and maybe even rise to the competition. Does that mean he's going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft?
No.
Goodness, no.
No.
There's no way.
No way.
Do I think he could be a backup in the NFL next year? Absolutely, I do. I do. I think. And could he be a guy that you go, where did this guy come from? And all of a sudden he's pretty good. Maybe. We just don't know. I think the upside's there, and I think the possibility's there.
Yeah, he's a stud, but that doesn't mean you're going in the first round, second round, third round. But he will get drafted by somebody. I think he's that good. He's got great arm talent. There's no doubt about it. And everybody talks about his intelligence all the time. And if he's nearly as intelligent as everybody says, and I think that he is, I think he can find himself on a roster in the NFL.
All right, there you go. There's our fast breaks.